In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The text we're going to consider this morning is Matthew chapter 13, verses 51 and 52. And Jesus said to the disciples, "Do you understand all these things?" They answered him, "Yes." He said to them, "Therefore, every scribe instructed concerning the kingdom of heaven is like a householder who brings out of his treasure things new and old." This is our text. What kind of treasures do you have? Maybe an old car? An heirloom? Something that you really treasure in your heart. Something that you really enjoy having and holding. What kind of treasures do you have? Many of us would consider our families our treasures. When you come to seminary, you give up all of the other treasures and you're left with the most precious ones, your wife, your children. Although some people begin to think after a while that children aren't quite the blessing you were all cracked up to be. Yet God says that children are a blessing and children make us rich. They are certainly treasures for us. And this morning, our Lord is speaking to his disciples, to us, about the treasures of the kingdom. And he wants us to know two things about these treasures. First of all, the treasures of the kingdom, these treasures of the kingdom come only from the Lord. They don't have anything to do with our working, our striving, our studying, our anything with us. Walther said that the pure doctrine that we received in our church was not because of some theological study done sometime in the past, but because God, through his royal prerogative, that's what Walther used, bestowed upon us his grace, his treasure, his wonderful blessing of word and sacrament, of the gospel that is able to make you and I alive. New creatures in Christ. And how easy it is for us to forget. How easy it is for us to forget when we sit in this academic setting, spending so much time studying and working and striving, that the treasures that God has for us come from Him. And not from the methods, not from the technical ways we look at the scriptures or the theological books that we study, but they come through those things, through Him to us. Man is naturally curved in on himself. He wants to believe that he is going to give himself, he is going to bless himself, he is going to feed himself spiritually. And yet God says no. And he shows us a good example in the 13th chapter of Matthew. He shows us an excellent example, like he always does, showing us something that, a doctrine that happens out in real life, something that really we can get a hold of, we can see. The whole chapter of Matthew, except for the last few verses, the whole 13th chapter, speaks of seven parables. Christ speaks seven parables to his disciples, and in those parables, he teaches them about the kingdom of God. And he teaches them, first and foremost, that the kingdom of God, the treasures of the kingdom, come to them through him, through what he has done for them. Think about the context. We see two pictures of people in Matthew 13. The crowds and the disciples. The disciples were the ones that Christ was teaching, was training, and he took them off in private and explained all of the parables to them. The crowds were confused. They didn't understand what the parables meant. The disciples came up to Jesus and said, "Why do you speak in parables?" And he said to them, "Because it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. But to them it has not been given. For whoever has, to him will more be given, and he will have abundance. But whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him. Therefore I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand." And in them the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled, which says, "Hearing you will hear and shall not understand, and seeing you will see and not perceive. For the heart of this people has grown dull. Their ears are hard of hearing. Their eyes have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their heart and turn, so that I should heal them." Christ gives a very hard answer. Here are two groups of people, no different in God's eyes in the sense that they're both sinful. They don't have anything to come and to offer to the kingdom of God so that they would receive these treasures. But God says, to one group I teach them, I give them my treasures. To the other, I harden their heart. It reminds us of Romans chapter 9, where Paul says, quotes God speaking to Moses, "I will harden whom I will harden, I will have mercy on whomever I have mercy upon." Christ has come not only to preach grace, forgiveness, and mercy to sinners, but he has also come, as he says in Matthew chapter 13, for judgment, to harden those who had heard his words in Galilee for such a long time and yet refused, and who hardened themselves. The crowds were hardened, but the disciples received the treasures. Why? We don't know. That's God's inscrutable will. That is his hidden will. We do know that the treasures of the kingdom of God do not come from our striving and our working, but they come because God is gracious, and he was gracious to his disciples. He explained to them all of the parables, and he said in Matthew 13:16, "Blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For assuredly I say to you that many prophets and righteous men desired to see what you see and did not see it, and to hear what you hear and did not hear it." Their eyes were blessed. Here were a group of people in front of whom stood the Son of God, the God-man, Jesus Christ. And he was explaining to them, he was giving to them the treasures of the kingdom. They would see him as he walked to Golgotha. They would see him as he was crucified on the cross, dying there, bleeding, shedding his blood for the sins of all of the world. Their eyes were blessed. Their ears were blessed because of what they saw, because of what they heard, but not because of what they did, because of God's gracious mercy reaching out to them and opening their eyes, training them in the kingdom of God, making them disciples. They would see the risen Christ. After 3 days in the tomb, he would come to them and he would open their ears and open their eyes to all that the scriptures report about him. From Moses, the prophets, the Psalms, do you remember? Their eyes were blessed, not because of anything that they had done, but because of God's gracious mercy. They received God's mercy. The second thing is, they did not keep it. They did not hide it in a field. They did not keep their treasures, these treasures that these householders had, the image that Jesus had. They did not hide them. They did not close their bags up and hold their treasures in their hands, but they went out and passed out these treasures, did they not? God used them to prepare the scriptures for us, to report to us all of these life-giving words of our Savior. God used them to go out and plant churches in Judea, Samaria, and unto the ends of this earth. And because of their work, our forefathers, our ancestors, heard the word of God. Because those scribes of the kingdom, as our text says, went out and open their treasures up to this world. They evangelized, they preached Christ, and our forefathers, our grandfathers, our great-grandfathers, our parents heard this good news that there was a Savior, Jesus Christ. He had come into this world to die for our sins, and they faithfully delivered the faith to us. They faithfully opened their treasures up to us, did they not? Many of us were brought up to a baptismal font one day in our life, and we were washed clean of all of our sins. God reached in and took out that heart of stone and gave us a heart of flesh. Because our forefathers, because those who were trained in the kingdom of God before us were faithful and they delivered to us the treasures of the kingdom. They brought us to baptism and they continue to teach us and to train us. And they use the word and the sacraments and they brought us to that altar. They trained us so that we could understand the mysteries of God. And we receive the Lord's Supper, His body and blood. And God continues to increase our treasures, our gifts, so that we can hide them in a barrel, so that we can hide them and hold on to them and keep them. No, God continues to teach us, even here, even now in this place. He prepares us to be scribes of His kingdom, to go out into the world, to share the good news, to go out and be a blessing to those in our midst, to open up those treasures and pass them out, to prepare others, to minister to our family, our friends. What kind of treasures do you have? What kind of treasures do you look forward to? Christ promised that we would have a treasure in heaven which we couldn't even imagine. And we look forward to that day when we will be with Him. But until that time comes, He continues to train us to be scribes, disciples of His kingdom of God, blessing us with His treasures, now and forevermore. Amen.